I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Ritesh Varma, thought leader, business automation for new gen software. And the automation we're talking about happens at scale, or should happen at scale. What do we need to be able to do this, Ritesh?
In an organization, there are multiple processes that need to be automated. And a true enterprise-wide automation or a transformation can happen only when the entire enterprise-wide automation is done. Now, to do that, you need a platform which allows you to automate at scale, go holistically all out, keep on learning from the automation that you've done in the past. And there has to be a governance layer or a methodology in order to kind of do that. So what we find is that apart from the platform, we must have a governance layer or a governance structure to take care of the automation at scale within the enterprise. Now, this can be done only with a low-code system in place for automation. So it cannot be done without a proper automation tool at hand.
Well, traditionally, there were three areas where automation has been employed. CX, the customer experience, operational excellence, business innovation. But it was not always joined up.
There are multiple examples, especially pre-COVID. So in the name of digital transformation, organizations undertook some experiments in the name of digital transformation. So some started with the front end, but forgot to integrate it with the back end. Some started with the back end, forgot to do it from a front-end perspective. The ones that who did it completely from a CX and a operational excellence perspective, they forgot to put in facts and measures to kind of measure it internally and keep on improving it. So if you look at it from an overall transformation to happen to an organization, especially post-COVID, what organizations have realized that all these three aspects need to move in tandem, which basically means that customer experience cannot be true if you don't have a well-integrated operational excellence. Or probably you're not continuously evolving as an organization by learning from the past of business intelligence and business innovation at the end of the day. In a nutshell, all of these three aspects need to work in tandem in order to make things happen.
Well, what you're talking about is enterprise-wide automation, encompassing the whole operation rather than just one part of it or two parts of it separately.
That's correct, Robin. If you look at it, what we believe or what I believe in is that you cannot look at each of these individually. You have to look at things at an enterprise-wide level. So not just a single automation instance, but you need to look at the entire exercise of enterprise-wide automation to achieve automation at scale and efficiencies. Now, this basically means that the processes or the automation that you undertake, it's built for change, which basically means that it's not just an individual process as to how it will be rolled out quickly, but also it should be built for change. So it's rollout as well as the changing of the processes that go hand in hand so that you're able to learn from it and take it to the next level.
Now, there were a couple of words you used earlier on that I'm going to come back to now that I want you to give me a little bit more detail on. One of the words you used was holistic. You were talking about a holistic transformation. What do you mean by that and what are the benefits?
Holistic automation has two aspects to it. One is the process itself, the individual process that you're attempting has to be holistically automated. What it means is that the customer experience, when I say the customer, it's to do with vendors, customers, employees, and anyone who touches the process has to be satisfied. His work should be completed. That's one aspect of things. The other thing is that the customer, in order to be satisfied, his entire operations layer has to be automated again, which basically means that any exception or anomaly coming on the front end has to be managed by the backend operations team. And finally, you should keep on learning from these experiences that you have at the customer experience and operation excellence level through business innovation level, so that you have prescriptive, predictive, and cross-sell and upsell at an overall level. So while you undertake one process completely, you're able to kind of now address enterprise-wide, that's organization-wide, by undertaking these process automations at various levels, one running at the marketing level, the second into the finance department, third into the sales department, so that you're able to kind of build a network of things in order to kind of completely automate the enterprise-wide rollout of the automation journey as such. For example, you're attempting a loan to be kind of processed. So while a personal loan can be disbursed on the portal itself without exceptions, when it comes to more complicated loans like mortgages or auto loans, the front end can do the processing of the loan in terms of giving you a soft okay, but you still need to develop or submit your collaterals and things like that. So at an overall level, to holistically work, a loan is not disbursed till the point the collaterals are collected. Now, the front-end portal becomes the customer experience layer. The collection of the collaterals, the underwriting of the loan, and the final disbursement becomes part of the operational excellence layer. And this, when working together, gives you a perfect example of a holistic automation. Finally, you can employ analytics and AI to do things like probability of default, early warning system, and things like that in order to make your loans more worthwhile or prescriptive for approvals before they are done so. A holistic automation makes the loan process entirely okay. However, in a bank, you have multiple processes that can be there. You can attempt a lending process on the front end side. You can do a trade finance. You can go about doing an F&A process in parallel. Attempting multiple departments at any point of time helps you do multiple automations together in order to quickly do an enterprise rollout at a brand level. Similarly, you can do it for a manufacturing organization, for an oil and gas organization, and things like that. So automation transcends all verticals without any boundaries globally.
All right, you've been talking about automation. You've been talking about what businesses and what financial institutions can do. How do they go about doing it? What tool set do they need to achieve this? Let's talk about yours, NewGen Software. What does your offering do that allows me as a business to achieve what we've been discussing?
What we've all realized is that business outcomes or business things or businesses can change in a jiffy. For example, people during the pandemic realized that anything which was brick and mortar traditionally, say lending, was no longer valid because you could not walk up to a brick and mortar organization. So you invariably needed to go to the portal in order to do so. So what has happened is that processes or automation should be able to be quickly rolled out. For this, the natural evolution is the low-code systems. Low-code systems which allow you to do quick automation rollouts. So basically, you are doing hyper-automations using a low-code and changing and building them for change. NewGen Software is the most comprehensive platform provider for this technology. So what it allows you is a comprehensive set of tools to automate at scale using low code and build it up for change and speed. You're able to quickly develop processes. You're able to quickly kind of roll out processes and change them so that you get market agility at an overall level.
Low code is about more than just transactions. It's about being agile.
That's correct. So low code is the natural evolution of the human error from assembly level to compilation of things, so that you're able to quickly, scalably, reusably roll out processes or roll out automation as such. Low code is the only way in which you can achieve your business agility. By 2025, Gartner, I read in a report, was 70% of the applications that would be developed in an organization would be using a low-code technology.
Well, it puts the power in the hands of the business units. We've been talking about lending. If I'm in control of a lending department in a financial institution, I can change, tweak, add features, add benefits, and I can do it quickly. It's not going to be a matter of months. It's going to be a matter of weeks or even days to get something new up and available.
In fact, low code is all about engineering at the end of the day rather than coding. So it's all about planning first rather than just attempting it and coding it. Similarly, as you said, it's about division of labor. So division of labor, when I say it's to employ the best people for the job. For example, the underwriting rules in a lending kind of an example to do credit analysis would be best done by the credit analyzer or the underwriters. So they can be responsible for doing these rules. What needs to be inputted is very well explained by the business guys. So the business guys can be responsible for the data that comes onto the forms. The design of the forms can be handled by the marketing team as to how would they look and feel. And finally, IT gets responsible for the plumbing aspect of things or the integrations to the third parties. So if you look at it, the entire work gets divided into smaller parts or chunks, which can be handled by various other people at any point of time. Rather than loading everything onto IT, they do something which is least understood by everyone else.
And these building blocks, this is your Lego approach to creating the solution.
For sure. And I think it's about assembling reusable components rather than building them again and again and again, to kind of give you the agility that you're looking at the end of the day. But the low-code components are more about the Lego, putting it all together, disassembling them if no one likes it, and then putting it back again to give you what you require in the minimum possible time.
Ritesh Varma, thought leader, business automation at NewGen Software, thank you very much.